Hello, it's Saturday the 28th of November, and I haven't been out for a sound walk in a long time, so I've come into Leicester city centre. It's pretty grey, wet and gloomy, and that's the weather and not the extended lockdown. And it looks like here in Leicester, our unbroken record of being in lockdown for the longest period of anywhere in the country is set to continue, as next week, when the supposed national lockdown ends, we continue at tier 3, which is lockdown in all but name. A few more things will open, some of the shops, hair salons, beauty salons, but restaurants and cafes are going to be closed. It really does make me wonder that as a society, we've got our priorities in the wrong order, and we have become so used to concentrated and not dispersed design of our cities and our towns that when it comes to something like this, you know, our shops are all concentrated in one place rather than spread out around the city, which means that you and our bars and restaurants and those kind of things are all in one place. So what you don't get is dispersal. And it, you know, there is another way of doing this. So I've been wandering about Leicester, just trying to capture some sounds. It's interesting that there's no Christmas music or sounds yet. They might come in. Usually you end up with the grotto is being set up, and the Christmas market and the Christmas fair are usually installed at this point. But actually, it leaves the place much calmer and nicer. There's less to bombard the senses, and I know I go on about that a lot. But the challenge really is to figure out how this sounds. I know I've kind of been threatening to do this all the way through lockdown. Do some sound walks. And here we go. Here's one sound walk. I'll intersperse this with some music that I've been listening to at the same time. And if I can get out and do some more, I might do an evening sound walk just to create a sense of what the environment has sounded like in the run-up to the Christmas period here in Leicester. We might look back on this and think, what on earth was going on? No doubt we will. But I'll keep posting these things infrequently, and as the muse kind of comes to me, which I must admit hasn't over the last few weeks, because the lockdown has been a bit more hard work this time. Not being able to get out and about because the weather turns to winter makes it more difficult, but then again, it's not the end of the world. I've got a roof over my head and warm and well fed, picking up bits and pieces of work, you know, not too bad.
we got it made. Don't they know we're so afraid? Isolation. We're afraid to be alone. Everybody got to have a home. Isolation. Just a boy and a little girl trying to change the whole wide world. Just a little town, everybody trying to put us down. Isolation. I don't expect you to understand. You're not to blame. You're just a human, a victim of the insane. We're afraid of everyone, afraid of the sun. Isolation. The sun will never disappear, but the world may not have many years.
Y'all. I wonder by my troth what thou and I did till we loved. Were we not wean till then, that sucked on country pleasures childishly, or snorted we in the seven sleepers' den? 'Twas so. But this all pleasures' fancies be. If ever any beauty I did see which I desired and got, was but a dream of thee. And now good morrow to our waking souls, which watch not one another out of fear. For love, all love of other sights controls, and makes one little room, and everywhere. Let sea discover us to new worlds have gone, let maps to other worlds on worlds have shown. Let us possess one world, each hath one, and is one. My face in thine eye, thine in mine appears, and true plain hearts do in the faces rest. Where can we find two better hemispheres without sharp north, without declining west? Whatever dies was not mixed equally. If our two loves be one, or thou and I love so alike that none do slacken, none can die.
dear, a concoction is said to be the union of Christ and his bride, the Christian. It's all very possible.
Bye.
Let's go.
So I'm just walking through Jubilee Square in Leicester. Normally, at this time of year, Jubilee Square has an ice rink being built and a Ferris wheel, but this year the space is occupied by a walk-in testing centre, a COVID-19 testing centre. So it has a very different feel to it this year. Not that I'm particularly that fussed. Actually, it's quieter and calmer. It has a kind of January feel, I suppose. You know, that period after the Christmas break when everybody's kind of hungover and counting the cost and all the visits are done, and then everybody has to start to collect their thoughts about what they're going to be doing in the spring and the summer and looking forward to. Well, at the moment here in, certainly here in Leicester, it has a long continuous feeling of January, and we have that for maybe the next 2 months, where we've not reached the winter solstice yet, so we've not reached the shortest day and the longest night, but we you know, it kind of pretty much doesn't change that much for the next 2 months. Maybe gets darker half an hour earlier in the evening, but it's dark at 4 o'clock. The weather's a bit strange. It's quite mild. It's not cold. We certainly haven't had, we've had a couple of frosts this week, but nothing dramatic. The heating's gone on a couple of times, but actually I'm turning the heating off once I'm warmed through, so it's not like it's not in the midst of winter yet. But everything today does look pretty kind of gloomy. You know, it's kind of, the leaves are rotting, the damp is hanging in the air, and there's virtually, you know, very little sunlight. Typical kind of midwinter in the UK, grimy, not very pleasant. Some people get very excited about the prospect of winter in the UK, but because we do have a milder winter than most places, we don't get continental weather, so we don't get snow and minus 25 degrees. We actually are tempered by the jet stream and the North Atlantic drift, which means that the British winters are kind of most often fairly miserable and dull, rather than kind of wintry. So our Christmas and midwinter festival spirit has to be artificially supported with fake snow, fake icicles, and fake jollity. Well, that's my view. But, you know, we'll see what happens and how people respond over the next couple of weeks, and what the ongoing lockdown changes anybody's perceptions, and if you know, anybody brings forward anything that has a bit more imagination to it than simply just trotting out, you know, the usual mass consumption nonsense. You know, people get excited that the Coca-Cola van lorry is on its way. Well, you know, let's hope that's the last of that we see, and that we actually all calm down a little bit this time of year and kind of focus on what's important rather than what we can buy.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to Rob Watson Media Podcast. As ever, it's just a kind of random selection of music, sounds I've recorded, observations, whatever kind of fairly randomly comes my way. I don't really plan anything, and actually I quite enjoy doing it like that. I'm sure there's a lot more that I can develop and include in the future, so I'll keep each time thinking about the podcast afresh. If you've got any suggestions, if you want to come and join me for a chat, a socially distanced chat on an outdoors occasion with a coffee, that would be great. You can find me on Twitter, Rob Watson Media, and on Instagram, Rob Watson Media, Rob W Media, and the website is robwatsonmedia.net. But until next time, thanks very much.